Dictation, 28th of February. Patient James May, M-A-Y. Date of birth, 11/3/1945. James May was seen for an evaluation of hyperthyroidism per paragraph. He is 77 years of age and has a history of 25 pounds weight loss in the past 6 months, comma, palpitations, and occasional shakes, period. He also has occasional difficulty swallowing, but states that his sleep patterns are normal, period, paragraph. He has had hearing impairment for quite some time, per paragraph. Recent thyroid function tests are abnormal, per paragraph. Past history significant for hyperlipidemia, left hip replacement, paragraph. Family history notable for sister and niece having hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, he has worked in insurance but is now retired. Comma, does not drink alcohol and does not smoke, per paragraph. Current medications is pravastatin, per paragraph. General review is significant for weight loss of 25 pounds, comma, history of psoriasis and intermittent problems with swallowing, period. He also was cold, states that he has recent evidence of thyroid dysfunction, period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 180 over 64, common weight 130 pounds, BMI 19.1, period. The heart rate was rapid, and he was in atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate, period, paragraph. Examination of his eyes reveals probable normal movement with lid lag, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart was no normal, looks were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, period, paragraph. Review of recent thyroid function tests had shown TSH suppressed, to less than 0.01, period, paragraph, impression, hyperthyroidism, comma, likely secondary to Graves' disease, period, paragraph. Further investigation had included an ultrasound of his thyroid showing a suspicious nodule in the right lobe, comma, elevated free T3 at 17.6 and free T4 elevated at 5.4, period. TPO and TSI antibodies were both positive, per paragraph. He had been started on methimazole 40 milligrams per day in divided dosages and propranolol 20 milligrams four times a day to control his tachycardia, per paragraph. I referred him to the emergency department at St. Mary's Hospital for EKG, comma, cardiac evaluation and possibles for the stabilization of his atrial fibrillation, per paragraph. Follow-up of this visit in the third week of March for further assessment of uncontrolled hyperthyroidism, per paragraph, interdictation.